Good evening, idiot prostitutes. Look at me. I'm Taylor Hunt. You know who I am, but allow me to reintroduce myself. I drive a Rolls, worse that is. It's hot pink, and no, I don't drive every day, but I do have a car service pick me up. And please don't ever disrespect me by saying it's an Uber. Why did you look at me like that? I'm not driving in that widely popular car service. That's where you get diseases, and by the way, I'm widely popular also. You may be popular in 2 or 3 months, but I'll always be the Regina George of this group. My father is filthy rich. He's a billionaire. You know him. Jonathan Hunt, the person that developed most of your houses. I don't want or need for anything. Oh, and I'm also dating the hottest football player on campus, Mike Sergiano. Yep, that's right, number 13. He's my man, and if any of you sluts have something to say to him, you must come to me first. Oh yeah, by the way, I was current prom queen twice. And no, I wasn't left back, I was exit prom my sophomore year. Any questions? My mom? What do you mean, who's my mom? Ugh, okay, God. My mom is Grace Helen. I don't talk about her, because I haven't talked to her in 2 years. She was who I looked up to. Who I wanted to be, and in an instant she was gone. No, she's not dead, but from the feeling I have inside, she is. It was not her fault, and I know she didn't want it to be like that, but it was him. Him, the guy that I had never admired, but the one who takes care of me. It was chaos, it was fear, it was trouble, it was pain. I hated to see the dark red marks on her back, but at least she got away. I wanted her to be safe, but now I'm stuck with the fear of never seeing her again. A beautiful face that glistened in her eyes, the pretty white smile. It was just a show. It hid the pain that sat forever. Love. I'm scared of it. It's hard to see that love isn't a slap in the face or a black eye, but it's compassion, affection, and kindness. Mike, I'm sorry that you love me, and I never say it back. It's just, I was never sure what true love is. The rolls, the hair, the makeup, it doesn't solve anything. Well, I do like my rolls though. But what does money buy you? Nothing that has true value. All my life I have blamed for everyone's problem without anyone ever asking if I was okay. There was one time in third grade when I yelled at this girl for bumping into me. I wasn't mad at her. It was the day after I saw my mom and dad get into physical altercation for the first time. I was traumatized, I was mad, but no one would know because no one asked. All they cared was that the girl that was yelled at was okay. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should tell someone because I didn't want to break up the family, but I regret it. I could have stopped the war. So don't ever ask me about my mom, or you will never have the honor of being one of my little minions.